So many reactions, so many responses, and so many people directly related to the events of 9/11, whether you witnessed it on television as a news story or were part of the security establishment here in the city of New York. Joining us now, the commissioner of the New York City Police Department, Ray Kelly. Good morning, Commissioner Kelly.
Good morning.
What did you feel when the director of the FBI, Robert Mueller, called you and let you know, probably before the rest of us, what had happened over in Abbottabad in Pakistan?
Well, I was surprised, but I felt it was good news. It was a feeling of elation and I think a certain amount of closure. And hopefully I thought there would be closure for the people who, you know, suffered a loss of the families and, you know, families and loved ones of the people that we lost on 9/11.
And, of course, you'll be dealing with that directly today. The president coming to town, he'll be at Ground Zero early this afternoon. You have concerns that are global in terms of your own investigative assets that are out there in the field, and you have to be concerned about security for a presidential visit at Ground Zero. How do you maintain that kind of focus?
Well, as far as security for the president, we have a lot of experience. This is the fourth time the president has been here in a little over 5 weeks. So, you know, presidents come to New York City. That's what they do, and that's what we do. We provide the security, and I'd like to think that, you know, we do it well. We'll deploy, obviously, additional police officers, a significant number of police officers in the vicinity of Ground Zero and also along the route that the president takes and stops that he'll make. He's going to a fire station, he's going to a police station, and he's going to a museum to meet with the families of the victims of 9/11.
We're speaking with Ray Kelly. He is the commissioner of the New York City Police Department. You know, Ray, after the news was announced that Osama bin Laden had been killed, there were some spontaneous celebrations, especially here in the city of New York, and those were later criticized as being inappropriate. I was wondering what you felt about your fellow New Yorkers and about the celebrations that happened at Ground Zero and in Times Square.
Well, you know, New York is obviously unique. We've been targeted here successfully twice. We've had 12 plots since September 11th directed at the city, so we're a little different than other places. So I think some form of expression, even jubilation, I think is understandable here.
And you talked a moment ago about wishing for closure when Robert Mueller, the director of the FBI, told you what had happened on Sunday. Listen to former Mayor Rudolph Giuliani talking about what New Yorkers need to be thinking about now. This doesn't sound like closure to me. Listen.
We've got to be very, very careful right now. This is a dangerous period of time, the next couple of months. It might not necessarily be the next couple of days. You might be talking about the next couple of months because they try to, I think they try these strikes when we're not looking more than when we are looking.
Commissioner Ray Kelly, is the former mayor, Rudolph Giuliani, right about that? Or you know, what steps are you taking?
Well, I wouldn't disagree with that statement. Obviously, we have to be concerned. It's only logical that we have to be focused on the possibility of someone or some group trying to avenge the death of bin Laden, and that's just precisely what we're doing. We have increased our uniform presence on the streets and our transit systems in the air. We use our helicopters to do overflights of sensitive locations. Our intelligence analysts are working, you know, very proactively to sort of synthesize and bring together information that helps us get a better view on what's out there. We have police officers, as you said, in overseas. We have them in 11 overseas cities, and we ask them to sort of take the temperature of what's going on in their locales. So, yeah, I think there certainly is the potential for something happening, and we're cognizant of that. When I said closure before, I meant closure for the families.
Sure.
But not for us. We have to remain vigilant, and that's precisely what we're doing.
Talking with the commissioner of the New York City Police Department, Ray Kelly, and, you know, this vigilance is directly related to this kind of feeling of uncertainty. And here's one of our listeners from Long Island. Listen.
My name is Aaron. I'm calling from Long Island. To tell you the truth, it doesn't make me feel safer. It makes me feel more unsafe because they are fanatics and I'm afraid of another episode.
That listener responding to the events of Sunday. On Monday, I gather you had 62 reports of suspicious packages all over the city, turning out to be false alarms. Do those false alarms get looked at a little differently when you are thinking in terms of a possible revenge attack in New York?
Well, I mean, we chart them. We know where the false alarms are every day. We know where they're happening, and it's understandable. When there's a heightened awareness on the part of the public, there's an increased number of calls. That's about double what we get on a normal day, and we anticipate that happening. After there is a major event, either overseas or some concerns in this country, people will be more aware of their surroundings and more likely to call for suspicious packages. So we're not surprised by that. We anticipated that happening.
Commissioner Kelly, it's not often that I have a chance to tell you anything, and I suspect you're in a situation room of your own, but the president has just boarded Air Force One and will be en route to New York any time now.
Yes. We have, it sounds to me like the president is on schedule. He is scheduled to arrive, and well, he flies to JFK and then takes a helicopter into the Wall Street heliport.
Right.
And he's scheduled to do that, to land on Wall Street a little after 11.
Are you surprised by the emotional qualities of this death of bin Laden story? It's been so long, and I think many people were concluding that this would never happen. And even you said you were surprised when Robert Mueller called you. It still seems to be invested with a certain amount of emotional energy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, people, I think it was sort of pent-up emotion. And, I know that there's been a concerted, consistent effort to locate bin Laden. And, it's not something that's been off the government's radar screen, obviously, but I think the public was questioning whether or not, the government could do the job, was effective in this regard. So, I can certainly understand the emotion. And also, I think the fact that it was done in terms of a military operation appears flawlessly. I think, to a certain extent, it's a matter of pride,
right.
And I think that's understandable as well.
I wonder if you could answer then Aaron from Long Island's unspoken question, which is he safer today or not?
Well, I think we're safer as a result of a lot of things that have been done. You know, we have honed and refined our skills, so in a way, we get better every day at what we do. I think we're safer, but we live in a dangerous world. And as former Mayor Giuliani said, I think the risks in the short term perhaps are greater, and understandably so. We don't know what we don't know. We don't know if some emotionally disturbed individual is going to act out,
sure.
Let alone a group. It's a uncertain time. I mean, I think it's good news, bin Laden's demise. But as you said, it's good news with complications for us.
Well, we're going to let you get back to your busy day here. Finally, before we go, do you need to see a picture? And if you wanted to, could you call up the White House and get one?
I don't need to see a picture. I believe it. And I don't know. I didn't think about that. But I don't think it's important. I think we have to move on.
All right.
And, I think the decision was absolutely right on the part of the president.
Ray Kelly, Commissioner of the New York City Police Department, reacting to all of the events of this week. Thanks so much, Commissioner.
Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
And as John mentioned, the president is getting ready to take off the wreath-laying ceremony at the World Trade Center site is expected to take place at 1:25 this afternoon. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.